It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. Not too long ago, an apartment for sale in Philadelphia made the news because it had an unusual layout. The bathroom and the bedroom were basically the same room, and there was nothing more than a half wall separating the toilet from the bed area. That was by design, a weird design, but someone wanted it that way. Now, let's go to London, where there's a one-bedroom flat for rent in Camden Town that's going for £1,500 a month, that's about $2,000, and that flat is tiny, so tiny that the bed and the bathroom are literally right next to each other. In fact, the toilet is just like 3 feet or so from the bed, and there's no wall at all. And that goes for a couple grand a month because people so want to live in a trendy London neighborhood that they'll pay anything. Lest you think that this is a London problem, we've seen this housing market go haywire in San Francisco and Silicon Valley, LA, New York, many other cities. Berlin has that problem, and they're freezing rent prices for 5 years as a result. Some cities have rent control to try to deal with it, but some people say rent controls don't work. So, when the free market creates a situation where people who need to live in a city, like service workers, can't afford to live there, and even places where you sleep next to a toilet cost too much, what can we do? Because telling people to just move to another city just doesn't seem like a good answer, and having to spend most of your income to live with a toilet next to your bed doesn't seem like an ideal existence either. Flush your cares away with another Evening Bulletin tomorrow. For today, that's enough.